AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Israel says the leader of Hamas has been killed in Gaza. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Yahya Sinwar had long been Hamas's Gaza leader and took over the militant group over the summer after an apparent Israeli attack killed its previous leader. Sinwar was one of the chief architects of Hamas's attack on Israel nearly a year earlier.
Man's a terrorist. He has an awful lot of blood on his hands.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby said some of it was American. Sinwar's death could be a heavy blow for the group, and it's also unclear what it might mean for efforts toward a ceasefire between Hamas and Israel. Even before becoming the top leader, Sinwar was believed to have the final word on any hostage release deal. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel has settled its account with Sinwar, but the war is not over yet. In Tel Aviv, protester Gal Sneh doesn't think Sinwar's death will change anything.
The war in Gaza will continue. The hostages will not be released as a result of this operation. If anything, our ability to get the hostages back is less.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country has intelligence information that 10,000 troops from North Korea are being prepared to join Russian forces fighting against his country, and warned a third nation wading into the hostilities would turn the conflict into a world war. The government says retail sales rose sharply from August to September, the third straight increase. The Biden administration says a student loan cancellation program for public workers like teachers, firefighters, and nurses has granted relief to more than 1 million Americans. This is AP News. Her managers say singer and actress Mitzi Gaynor has died of natural causes at her home in Los Angeles. She was 93.
I'm as cardy as Kansas in August.
Mitzi Gaynor performed for 8 decades in films, on TV, and on stage, but she's probably best known for playing Nellie Forbush in the 1958 film South Pacific. Gaynor said in a 2010 AP interview she loved going to productions of South Pacific.
It's wonderful. My God, it's such a good show. It's the overture. Bom, bom, bom.
You're the top.
Gaynor also appeared with Bing Crosby in Anything Goes and in the ensemble cast for There's No Business Like Show Business.
I won't dance.
Gaynor's husband, manager Jack Bean, helped her create her own musical review and earn top dollar as a headliner. Bean died in 2006. The couple had no children. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
The NHL's Dallas Stars have signed number one goaltender Jake Oettinger to an 8-year extension worth $66 million. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.